This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B like Roy, A-R-T like Tom, L-E-T-T like Tom. Fax is 989-291-5359. Regarding Margaret Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12/2/1940. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and chronic hyponatremia. Her last visit was January 10th of this year. Her weight is stable. She is going to have another right total hip replacement. The original surgery was done 35 years ago, but the joint is wearing out and will need to be replaced, and that will be at Metro Hospital in Grand Rapids next month. She's wondering if there are any considerations that need to be reviewed prior to her, from a nephrology standpoint, prior to the surgery. So this letter will also serve as a surgical clearance from nephrology in addition to a ongoing progress note. She's feeling well, no edema, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or headaches, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, she's on Coreg, 25 milligram twice a day, Cozar, 50 milligram daily, Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day for chronic atrial fibrillation, Synthroid, 88 microgram daily, Benadryl allergy, 25 milligram daily as needed for allergies, Hydralazine is 25 milligram twice a day, Vitamin D3 is 1,000 micrograms or 1,000 units twice a day. And she takes a Centrum Silver adult vitamin once daily. Physical exam, her weight is 135 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure 144 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 14th of 2022. Creatinine is stable and actually improved at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 46. Sodium is 129. Previous two levels were 132 and 130. This is chronically low. Her potassium, 4.6. Carbon dioxide, 25. Calcium is 9.3. Albumin, 3.7. Phosphorus, 4.1. Her hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone is 26. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, chronic hyponatremia, stable, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient is safe to proceed with right total hip replacement, corrective surgery. Anesthesia should be dosed according to estimated GFR or / creatinine clearance. She should not use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain due to the chronic kidney disease, and careful use of narcotic analgesia would be safe if monitored closely and very carefully. Cardiology will advise when the Eliquis should be held prior to surgery, and we will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months to monitor renal chemistries, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP / Jose Fuente, MD.